Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.
My first digital product was an ebook in 2016, and while it sold a few copies, it did not sell many copies because I did not do the marketing required to get it out to my audience. I didn't promote it properly to my audience, right? And that was a huge learning curve for me. Since then, I've created multiple digital products, right? And the thing I want to tell you is that, you know, you have different types of digital products. A digital product is not just one thing. Depending on the type of business you have, you can have a digital product. I know the go-to or the knee-jerk reaction is to go and create an ebook, but you really need to get a sense of your audience, what they need, what are their needs, what are their wants, how they want that solution delivered to them, for you to decide what type of digital product you are going to put out there, because your audience may not really love ebooks, right? You have to figure out what works for them, and because they're so many different types of digital products, you can have more than one digital product running at the same time. And that's one of the things I love about digital products, right? The work in putting together the digital product is, you know, that's where most of the work goes into, doing the research, putting together the material, whether it's if you do an ebook or whether you're putting together some videos, or whether you're going into your archives and pulling videos that you have before, whether it's creating a membership site, whether it's, you know, whether it's creating templates for people to buy from you on a monthly basis, or whatever your ebook or whatever your digital product looks like, right? Guys, do the research to determine what digital product works best for your business. Do not assume that it is an ebook. Do not assume anything, because your audience is different. And that's why you need to be very clear about your audience, and you need to niche down so that you know exactly what to create for your audience. And knowing their challenges and what their solutions, the solutions that they need, and how to deliver that solution to them in a way that is easy for them to consume, easy for them to understand, and sometimes easy for them to implement if it's one of those types of digital products, right? So I love digital products because it's a great way for you to serve many people. Right, that's one of the reasons I love digital products. It's a great way for you to serve many people, as opposed to the exchange of your time for money, right? Which is not the most sustainable way to grow your business. You know, it's about serving many at one time, right? And a digital product allows you to do that, because you can sell to hundreds of people, you can sell to thousands of people, right, at one time, and teach thousands of people one thing through your digital product, right? And that is why I love digital products. Another reason that I love digital products is that it can be sold over and over and over and over. That's the beauty of it. You can create an ebook now, and 6 months from now, that ebook is still bringing in passive income. That's another income stream into your business. You can take that digital product and attach it as a bundle to something else that you're selling as well to your audience. So your ebook has legs, it has life. Not your ebook, I keep on saying your ebook, right? Your digital product has legs, it has life. It can be sold over and over and over, right? And you can serve many people with you doing one thing. It's a great way for you to take back control of your time and your energy if you are at a stage in your business where you're starting to feel overwhelmed, and you know, you're feeling like you don't have control of your time and that kind of thing. Put the knowledge that you do have, guys. That's the thing, right? You have so much knowledge about your industry, about your people, about the solutions that you provide. Put that knowledge into a space that you can use, right? And then sell that to your audience. And I really, really am of the belief that every business needs to have some form of a digital product, huh? I think every business needs to have some form of a digital product, right? So whether you're selling a product or you're selling a service, you can do like a subscription box. That is a digital product, right? Because you can buy it online. A digital product is anything that your audience can buy from you digitally, right? Anything that they can buy from you online, right? So I think that every business needs to start to really think about implementing digital products as part of their slew of offerings or solutions that they give their audience. And the reason I tell you this is because, you know, again, you don't want to exchange your time for money, because that's not sustainable in growing your business. You want to create a business that has multiple streams of income as well, and that is another stream. And you can do multiple digital products and promote multiple digital products at a time. The one thing I want you to remember though, in creating the digital product, like everything else in your business, it's not about build it and they will come, right? So besides the research that you need to do to create a digital product, you also have to remember that you have to market your digital product. So your digital product needs a full-on marketing plan, just like everything else, right? Just like if you're doing a live event, you have to do a marketing plan, telling people about the speakers, telling people about the venue, telling people about the benefits and, you know, what they're going to get from this event, right? That's how you market a live event. If you're having a live event, you want to think about your digital products just like that, because it's not about build and they will come. It's not about put it on my website and they will and they will find it. No, you have to also do the promotion of the digital product, right? Whether you want to run ads, whether you want to do videos like this talking about the benefits of the product, whatever you want to do, whether you want to send emails to your audience, whether you want to talk about it in your blogs or your emails, wherever that is, right? Wherever your audience is. But you need to spend time marketing your digital product just like you will market anything else that you're putting out there, any other solution that you are putting out there, right? So if you have not decided on a digital product, I am asking you to please step back and start to think about, what can I offer my audience? What knowledge do I have that I can put together to give to my audience that will help them solve a challenge that they are currently having? And the truth is, this is one big truth that I realized in 2019 because I already had my membership site going. So that was one of my digital products. I had my ebooks going. And in 2019, when I really decided, look, I want to do these digital products, I have to get serious about it. I need to decide what information that I can share with my audience. And you know, the first thing is that you start to feel overwhelmed, because oh my God, it's so much work. But then I realized, right, that I had done so much training videos. I'd done so much videos for my audience, so much free training that I'd offered my audience in the past, right? So what my VA and I did, we looked back at that training that we did in the past, and we collected it all, and we created digital products based off of the trainings that we had. We grouped up similar topics together and created bundles. And those are the things that I offer as my digital products now. So they are a mix of video training as well as a mix of my ebooks and that kind of thing. But guys, you do not have to reinvent the wheel. That is the thing. You have been doing stuff. You have been putting information out there. You may have been putting tips out there to your audience all this time. Tips that have been getting tons of engagement and tons of likes and tons of people sharing or whatever. Take all that, all those posts that you did, and put it together as an ebook, and then offer it at a particular price for your audience, right? Look at what you've done before. You may not have to reinvent the wheel, because the information could be there for you as well, right? So it doesn't have to be an ebook, as I said, because I know the knee-jerk reaction is, let me create an ebook. But you can also do like a webinar series, like video trainings and stuff and stuff like that as well as a digital product, right? If you're offering photos for people, like stock photography, that is also a digital product. If you're offering website templates, that is also a digital product, right? If you're offering a membership site where when they join, they're going to receive very specific, because you need to get specific, right? Very specific things from you on a weekly basis, a monthly basis. You decide what will make sense to your business. That is also a digital product, right? So you need to figure out, like, what would my audience need and how does my audience like to consume information, and give them different options to do that, so that your ebook can also be videos, because some people respond to videos more. Your ebook can be videos, so you can repurpose your digital products so that you can create two separate digital products delivered to your audience in two different ways, right? Guys, you want to sit down and think about that, especially in this time we are all going through it and we all know it's been it was over a year that we've been in this particular position. And, you know, now is the best time for you to really consider what is going to happen in my business for the next quarter. What has happened for the next 6 months of the year? The first 6 months of this year is already gone. What has to happen in my business over the next 6 months? What can I implement? What can I serve my audience that is going to offer them solutions, but it's also going to allow me as a business person to serve many people at once. Serve many people at once instead of serving one. Because that is not the most sustainable way to grow your business. Just doing one. Think about, how can I serve many? What can I offer to my audience that I can serve many people at one time, right? And bring in a passive stream of income, right? So let it be something that you know you're going to make money off of, it even if you're sleeping, and another income stream, right? So you can create multiple types of digital products. Don't try to do all at once. Do one, do your market research, guys. Ask your audience what they need. Test it out in your audience. I always tell my clients, when they're doing these ebooks and whatever, don't spend weeks doing this ebook. Do the first chapter or two, depending on how the ebook is. Tease it to your audience. Get them excited about it. Really gather information about what other information that they need in the ebook. You know, create a waiting list of people ready to buy the ebook, and then finish the rest, right? Then finish the rest of the ebook and put it up for sale to the waiting list of people who are really, really excited about the first chapter or two, right? So again, it's all about the strategy, because it's not about building it and they will come. It just never works like that.
Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adana Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.